B'chayres, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Perek Aleph, we were dealing with the Kedusha of Pidyon Petach Hamor and the Dinyan of the Pidyon. Perek Beis, now we're dealing with the Kedusha and the all the Dinim HaMestayafim of B'chor Behemet Tahayru. The first Chelik of the Mishnah, most of this Mishnah, is really parallel to the beginning of Perek Aleph, except that over there it's Legabe Petach Hamor, and over here you have more or less the same Dinim, Legabe B'chor Behemet Tahayru. Halakech uba parosa shel nachri. Somebody who doesn't have own the mother, but he bought the uber of parosa shel nachri. Va'moicheloi, or he sold him the bechor itself. Afal pi she'ein erashai, we spoke at the beginning of Perek Aleph. It's also Chazal made a takon, one is now allowed to sell behemos to a goy, because otu, you're going to sell to a goy, you're going to rent to a goy. The guy will work with the behemoth. The Yisrael will be over on having the behemoth that's in his ownership working on Shabbos. V'amishtatif loy, or Yisrael that becomes a shutif with a guy in a behemoth, v'amikabu mimenu, or he gets a schus in it to be megadol the vlodois, and then they're going to get the next generation of vlodois. So he has some type of working partnership in getting a chelik of this behemoth. The flip side, he gives to a goy also this type of thing, that the goy will be the farmer, and he'll take care. All these type of cases, since Yad HaGoy Be'emtza B'loshna Gemara, Potem and HaBechayra, the Yad HaGoy, Patis from Bechayra, Shenemba B'Yisrael, Avaloy B'Acher. B'Yisrael means the behemah has to be totally owned, and the Schus HaBehemah has to be completely shaykh. The behemah and the Uber have to be shaykh to the Yisrael. That's what creates Kedusha's Bechor, and not Acherim, which means a goy. This part of the Mishnah we had in Perek Aleph. The next part of that Mishnah is the opposite of what we had in Perek Aleph. Kehanim Leviim v'chayovim. Kehanim and Leviim that own a behemah, and a vlad is born that has Kedusha's Bechor, lo niftu Bechor behemah ta'iru. Anything that's shaykh to Pidiyah, we explained over there, that's shaykh to Momen HaKoyin. On that, Yisrael has a din. The Koyin Levi don't have dinim of having to give Kedushas Matonas Bechor to the Koyin. However, the Etzim Kedushas HaBehema of Kadosh Likol Bechor, that is absolutely no difference between the Koyin and the Levi and the Yisrael. So therefore, the Behema has Kedusha. Of course, the second part of that Kedusha, which means that it's given to a Kohen, that won't exist by a Kohen. A Kohen certainly doesn't have to give it to another Kohen. Now we're on to Mishnah Beis. Again, this Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel is a basic idea that we had in Perek HaZoreh L'Chayayim V'Akeva in Chulin. And the Mishnah explains that there's two types of Bali Mumin. There's a Bal Mum, which the fact that the behemoth was a balmum precludes it from being niskadish b'kedushas korbonis. If somebody takes a behemoth that's a balmum and he wants to be magdish it for a korban, the kedushas korban is not chal on it, not roi like rova. Whereas if a person takes a behemoth tamima and he's magdish it, kedushas korban is chal on it, even if it becomes a balmum, it becomes psuli amikdashim, it has certain dinim of pidyon, dinim of how psuli amikdashim should be treated, eaten, disposed of, etc. But not that it has kedushas korban, not that the kedushas korban is off. So the Mishnah puts it this way: kol hakedushim shekodam mum kavur lehekdeshon, all animals that belong to hekdesh, where the behemah was a mum kavur is most mumin, there is a mum that doesn't have to preclude it from being the Scottish B'Kedusha's carbon. An animal is temporarily out of service because it has a sprained leg, so it's limping. An animal with a limp is possible a carbon. The animal with a limp over here is for the next month or two until the vet decides that he could take off the splint and the behemoth could walk again. That type of mum, which is temporary, it's not a mum kavua, does not preclude B'Kedusha's carbon from being chal. It can't be hukrav befoil while it's in the state of a balmum. But over here, we're not talking about being makriv. We're talking about Kedusha being chal. Therefore, if it's a mum kavua and it's there before the hekdeshoi, so mele, Kedusha's korbanus was never chal on it. All it was beder kabayis. And therefore, it's roi lepidyon. V'niftu ataka was niftus. And now it's completely the moment of Yisrael. Has no shaykhis to Kedusha. Therefore, chayovim v'b'chayr v'matonos. It has a din of a behemah shel chulin. It's chayiv v'b'chayr. It also is chayv matnas kunav zoyel chayv v'keva and resh zages and so on. V'yoytzen l'chulun l'gozeiz le'ovid, as it becomes psulei mekdashim, not psulei mekdashim, as it becomes chulin. When it's yotze l'chulin, it has no limitations on how it should be used. It's chulin gomer. V'lodon v'chalovim mutal l'acha pidyoinon, it could be used in any which way. The peiros of the gufa behema, which is the gaze, and the cholov, and the vlodos, it all belongs to the Yisrael, no strings attached. V'ashoichtem b'chutz potter, it has no kedusha. V'enois in tmura, doesn't have kedusha's karbonis. So even in the state of kedusha, where a person's not allowed to be nana from it, because it belongs to Hagdish, but shechting, it's not a karbon. So it doesn't have din of shkutekutz, doesn't have din of tmura. V'emesu, yipodu. If it dies, there's pidyon, because even though a dead behemah, that a korban that died, doesn't have pidyon, even psulei hamikdashim, din pidyon, is only b'chayav. After lacha moisoi, it can't be used for anything, and therefore there's no pidyon. Mashayin, and this behemah, never had kedushas karbonis, so it's all for pidyon. Even just legabi the dead body, the gizmo will decide how much the dead body is worth, and it can be paid for that much. Chutz min ha-bechor min ha-maisa. The two cases that the dinim are slightly different is bechor and maisa, that even if they were bali mumin mitchilosam, a behema is born as a bechor le'imoy, the halacha is that it has kedushas ha-bechor. If it's not roi la-krov before, because it's a balmum, so it'll have the dinim of a korban b'chor, which is not roi la-krov, which we'll learn in Yetz Hashem about. The same as ma'aser, animals go through the door, and the tenth one is stamped. The one that's stamped, asiyah kodesh, if it's a balmum, you can't be makavit, but it's a korban. Mashenkin, all the other korbanos, shlamim, oil, and so on and so forth, avivait, they were balimumin, the kedushas ha-korban is not chal on them in the first place.